Well, exactly how much has Carbotai expanded in this past year? And did they see this kind of expansion coming their way?
Well, I think first of all, let's take it by the numbers. Last summer, they had 6 clients and maybe 50 cars on the road. Now they have 16 clients and 245 cars on the road. So they've nearly tripled their client base. And on average, this year's ad campaigns are larger than last year's. Now, I would say that Carbotai's co-founders and owners, Mac Nagaswamy and Greg Starr, saw this coming because, you know, they really believe in their business model and they pitch it with a missionary-like zeal whenever they're in front of a particular client.
And are they expanding the type of customer that they are getting? Because obviously this is a bit of a different approach. It seems it might be a tougher sell, at least as they start to ramp this thing up.
Anytime you broaden a business and you expand, you know, your client mix is going to become a little wider, a little bit more diverse. And, you know, Carbotai started with a Delaware base. These guys are University of Delaware grads, by the way. So they started with United Way, with ShopRite supermarkets, and then last summer they got a good-sized contract with the state tourism office. Now they're doing more in Delaware, other state agencies, the University of Delaware, Wilmington University. They've also moved into the Philadelphia market with Thomas Jefferson Hospital and City Fitness. And they're also doing a big campaign in North Dakota, more than 1,700 miles away. So in some respects, it's a tougher sell because Carbotai has to sell not only its own ability, but the concept itself. But, you know, there's also an element of surprise, a wow factor, if you will, in seeing an interesting ad on the car that's next to yours when you're stopped on Kirkwood Highway or Concord Pike during the rush hour. And businesses, certain businesses anyhow, are attracted to a new way of reaching potential clients.
In the introduction, we offer a look at the kind of basic concepts of this company, and it is fairly simple. But when you scratch the surface, it does seem like it's a bit more complex. I mean, they're not just randomly wrapping cars and hoping that people see these ads and they work.
Well, no, it's a lot more complex. I mean, first of all, the client comes to Carbotai and identifies their target demographic. Now, let's just say it's nurses who want to continue their education. Then Carbotai has to figure out where they're likely to be, hospitals and medical office complexes, for example. And then it has to find drivers whose daily commute takes them to or past these locations at the same time that the nurses are on the road. So, yeah, there are some complexities involved in identifying the drivers and, you know, making sure that the campaign hits the target demographic.
And are they able to kind of track how successful they're being with any given particular campaign?
Yes, they do have proprietary software which is linked with every vehicle, so they can tell where the cars are going at any given time, and from that and with the software that they have, they know what the traffic levels are, so they can tell how many vehicle impressions the cars are making. And of course the drivers of course know that with this software attached, that if they're not where they're supposed to be, they can get removed from the campaign as well.
While we talk about the drivers, is there a typical driver that they're targeting? And I guess more specifically, what are they looking for in a driver?
Okay, I can't say that there's a typical driver. I mean, you know, you've got college students and you've got middle-aged businessmen and so on that I know of. But I mean, there's some basics. You've got to be 21 or older. You have to have a clean driving record. You have to have a car that's in good condition, no more than 10 years old, and preferably a mid-sized or large sedan. Beyond that, it depends upon the campaign. Do the drivers log enough miles every day in the areas where the campaign's targets are driving? Can the drivers relate to a specific campaign? You know, for example, you know, someone whose diet consists primarily of pizza and fast foods is not likely to be the candidate to have a car wrapped with an ad for an organic produce market.
And what kind of response have they got in terms of driver recruitment? Are they getting people who want to do this?
Well, absolutely. The response is amazingly strong. Greg Starr, one of the co-founders, tells me that they have a database of some 35,000 applicants. In short, this business is going to have to continue to grow by leaps and bounds, and more leaps and bounds after that, for all of those applicants to get an assignment.
I was going to say, at this point, it would seem that if you are interested in driving for them, your chances of actually driving for them may be smaller than you would think going into it.
Well, I wouldn't say it's quite as long as winning the Powerball, but yeah, it can be. I mean, again, if you happen to fit their demographic, the odds, you know, definitely increase.
And do the drivers do anything more than just drive their car around? You know, what if they park and someone says, "Hey, you know, tell me about this ad that's on your car."
Carvertise wants its drivers to really become brand ambassadors for the client whose ad is wrapped on their car. So as a result, most of the clients provide Carvertise with brochures or flyers for their drivers to use. So if someone stops and asks a driver about an ad, the driver can talk a little bit about the business and he can hand out either the flyer or the brochure. I mean, you know, it's not a hard sell. It's not nothing like that, but it enables the drivers to engage with people who ask to know a little bit more about the company that's being promoted in the ad on the car.
And I imagine, I mean, we talk about the people driving these cars around, but also I guess where they park is also kind of important here too. I mean, there's just as much of a likelihood of someone seeing this car parked somewhere as it is seeing it driving around.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, it depends upon the campaign, but you know, one of the things that they have noticed, particularly down at the beach area, is that you know, you've got an awful lot of people who are shopping at the outlets in Rehoboth. So if there's a campaign in the beach area, if you happen to work at one of the shops in the outlets and your car is parked there for 8 hours a day, you might be a good candidate for one of the Carvertise ad campaigns. Certainly a better candidate than if you've got your car parked in downtown Rehoboth where you're spending $10 a day or whatever to have your car parked on Rehoboth Avenue a block from the beach.
How about their business process? It seems from what your piece says that they've gotten a bit more efficient over the course of 3 years. How easy is it for them now to, you know, start a campaign and get it to launch?
Well, as we discussed earlier, you know, this proprietary software that they have developed does make it easier for them to hit the advertiser's sweet spot. The use of the GPS software that's linked to the driver's car helps to confirm that the cars are on the roads where they're supposed to be, and that keeps clients posted on how many hits the ads are getting. On the production side, then again, this is part of the reason why they want the midsize to large sedans. There's enough similarity in the body shape and size of those vehicles that they can have all of the wraps printed to the same size and then attached to the cars. They've got an arrangement with Precision Color Graphics, which is a print shop on Wilmington's northeast side that produces the wraps. And then Precision Color also lets Carvertise use a heated bay at the shop, so Carvertise can bring in its own team to wrap the cars on the weekends. You know, and they've gotten to the point now, they've standardized the production and installation enough that it only takes them a half an hour or so to wrap the cars. So it has become a pretty efficient operation in virtually every respect.
Is there a lot of competition in this area of advertising right now? I mean, how clear is the field for Carvertise at this juncture?
And certainly in Delaware, it's pretty clear right now. There's nobody else like them right now. Businesses in Delaware that are interested in mobile vehicle advertising campaigns don't go and put out requests for proposals, whatever, because Carvertise locally is pretty much their option. If Carvertise can sell them on the merits of the campaign, they're fairly close to being able to close the deal. Now, they are getting calls a couple of times a month from entrepreneurs all over the country, even in other parts of the world, and they want to know the basics of starting a business like this one. So, I mean, it's not as though Carvertise has a worldwide monopoly or whatever, but there is certainly other businesses like this in other parts of the country, but they've got a pretty clear field right now, but not sure for how long in Delaware and in the greater Philadelphia region.
I was going to say, with that all in mind, how big can they get? How far can they expand? Would they look to go to other areas of the country or franchise it out? Or I guess, what is kind of their game plan going forward the next few years?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, success is never a guarantee, but the project in North Dakota taught them quite a bit. I mean, by using Facebook and Google ads to recruit the drivers, interviewing them by phone after reviewing their applications, having Precision Color Graphics make the wraps and then ship them to subcontracted installers 1,700 miles away. This process convinced Carver Ties that distance is not an impediment to their work. You know, like the song says, you know, if they can make it here, they can make it anywhere. But anyhow, you know, Greg Starr can see Carver Ties having 1,000 cars wrapped on the road in a couple of years. You know, at $100 a month per driver, which is what the drivers get paid, that comes out to like $1.2 million a year getting pumped back into the economy by people who are willing to turn their cars into mobile billboards and really not have to do a whole lot more about it. So, you know, it's a nice model. It generates what's really pretty much passive income for the drivers, and you know, who knows how far they can go. It's just a case of how much interest they can attract and how easily they can continue to scale up. But the future looks pretty good.
It's probably unlikely that they would triple their numbers as they did in this past year, but certainly, as you're saying, there is that kind of room for expansion if they are able to kind of, as they say, grow smart.
Well, yeah, absolutely. If they can grow smart, Mac Nagaswamy, the other partner, you know, told me that he's got a couple of campaigns, people that are talking to him in other states. I believe he said Florida and Virginia. So, yeah, they can ramp this up and they can move into other areas. But, you know, how big and how well they can do that comfortably, not quite sure. But there is plenty of room for growth.